The TSA expands its reach into maintenance and repair shops. Lycoming's big IO390 is now STC'd for the Mooney M20. And was Sully helped or hindered by fly-by-wire? This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Wednesday, November 18th, 2009. The U.S. Transportation Security Administration has announced publication of a notice of proposed rulemaking, which seems likely to cast the agency as being more about security theater than security. Specifically, TSA is seeking to establish security requirements for maintenance and repair work conducted on aircraft and aircraft components at domestic and foreign repair stations certified by the FAA. In keeping with the one-size-fits-all philosophy we've come to expect, this would affect FAA-certificated shops ranging from offshore airline maintenance providers down to the guy at the little airport down the road who rebuilds Continental A65s. Lee Kerr, Assistant Administrator of the TSA Office of Security Operations, declares, quote, "This proposed rule supplements FAA requirements that protect aircraft undergoing repairs from terrorist threats. By enhancing repair station security, this rulemaking guards against the potential threat of an aircraft being destroyed or used as a weapon," unquote. Heaven forbid somebody attacks the Empire State Building in a Champ. We'll have industry comment for you later this week in the Aero News special feature. If you're a Mooney owner with a need for speed, now you'll have a new option at overhaul time. Lycoming says it's received FAA certification for its big IO390 A3A6 engine, which offers 30 more cubic inches in the same footprint as an IO360. At the same time, the company has received an STC for replacement of your original IO360 in the Mooney M20E, M20F, and M20J with a newer remanufactured IO390. The net result is improvements in both climb and cruise performance. Dennis Racine, Lycoming's Director of Marketing and Program Management, comments, quote, "Lycoming's new engine certification and Echelon STC programs are a key way we show our commitment to legacy aircraft," unquote. Hartzell has certified both two-blade and three-blade props for the STC to be offered exclusively through Lycoming authorized service centers. Lycoming says it will continue to certify different versions of the IO390 to fit customer requirements. There are several books out in time for Christmas giving which recount the story of U.S. Airways Flight 1549 and the forced ditching that quickly became known as the Miracle on the Hudson. Journalists, passengers, and Captain Chesley Sullenberger all have tomes available, but Sully's taking issue with the technical accuracy of a competing book. In his new book, Fly by Wire, author William Languish says the Airbus A320 has a level of automation that, quote, "will intervene to keep people alive," unquote. Sully responds that while there's plenty of credit to go around for the successful outcome, Languish, quote, "greatly overstates how much it mattered. Others in the industry knowledgeable about these technical issues know there are misstatements of fact in fly-by-wire," unquote. Dan Sicchio, a U.S. Airways pilot who represented the pilots' union in the NTSB investigation, says the board's final report on the accident is likely to point to flaws in this design, some of which may have made the landing more difficult for Sullenberger. Languish says he's mystified by Sullenberger's reaction to his book. Up next on ANN, Northrop Grumman says VOIP is ready to improve FAA communications. Airbus says sharklets will improve the A320's economics. And HBC flies a King Air nonstop across the Atlantic. You are listening to Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. For 3 years running, the Cirrus SR-22 G2 has been the world's best-selling single-engine four-seat airplane. Today, the SR-22 G2 defines the new Cirrus standard model. Why? We'd love to invite you to see for yourself by taking a ride in the new breed of airplane that has taken the aviation industry by storm. To learn more, call 888-750-9927 or on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for November 18th. I'm Paul Plack. The voice-over IP revolution that has transformed the telephone industry is coming soon to FAA communications. Northrop Grumman Corporation says it successfully demonstrated the company's next-gen VOIP voice switch to officials of the FAA in preparation for the upcoming National Airspace System Voice Switch Program competition. The voice switches support communications between air traffic controllers and pilots and communications among air traffic controllers. Compared with the FAA's legacy communication switches, the new product being offered by Northrop's Denrose Systems Business Unit is designed to provide increased performance, reliability, and flexibility. Airbus has launched its new Sharklet large wingtip devices, which it says are designed to enhance the eco-efficiency and payload range performance of the A320 family. Sharklets are expected to result in at least 3.5% reduced fuel burn over longer routes, accounting for an annual CO2 reduction of about 700 tons per aircraft, and allow a reduction in average takeoff thrust on long runways, saving up to 2% on engine maintenance costs. Air New Zealand will be the first customer to get A320s with Sharklets. Hawker Beechcraft was ready to deliver the first of four modified King Air 350ER turboprop twins to the UK Ministry of Defence. The ferry flight turned out to be the type's first non-stop transatlantic flight. The plane was configured with an off-the-shelf FAA and EASA-certified underbelly radome to accommodate marine surveillance radars. It was then flown from Wichita, Kansas, to Bournemouth International Airport in the UK, with only a single stop in St. John's, Newfoundland. The two legs of the journey, totaling over 4,000 nautical miles, were achieved in less than 12 hours. The King Air 350ER is an extended-range version of the King Air 350, modified for increased payload and fuel to enhance range to more than 2,300 nautical miles and endurance beyond 10 hours. On a more somber note, Hawker Beechcraft has confirmed another round of layoffs at its Little Rock, Arkansas finishing facility. The exact numbers are not known. KARK TV News reports that about 800 people are employed at the Little Rock Completion Center. About 150 were let go back in May. HBC announced in February it would lay off as many as 2,300 of its 8,000 workers due to the economy. Still ahead, three people are treated and released after a Traveler goes down in Florida. Diamond has completed the first Austro turbodiesel upgrade of a DA-42, and an Albanian prisoner who escaped by hijacked helo is back behind bars. You're listening to Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways. And you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Wednesday, November 18th. I'm Paul Plack. Three people were slightly injured when a 1927 Traveler sustained substantial damage during the Fort Myers, Florida Aviation Day celebration on Saturday. All three were treated and released from local facilities. Authorities say there are conflicting witness reports about the accident, and it was not even clear whether the aircraft was taking off or landing. It happened shortly after the gates opened at 10 a.m. at Page Field. The Fort Myers New Press reports that the pilot, 40-year-old Glenn Frith, declined comment. The FAA and the NTSB are investigating. Diamond Aircraft has announced the successful completion of the first DA-42 new generation upgrade for the Spanish Flight School Academy, CESDA. The two T-Alert diesels were swapped out for new Austro Engines A300 diesels. As part of the program, Diamond Aircraft also checks the aircraft for all work necessary to bring it up to the latest technical specs, including avionics and interior options. Diamond says there are two other customers, Stapleford Flying Club Limited and Halfpenny Green Flying Club, whose planes are being similarly upgraded, and new customers are making reservations. Diamond says now that the first one's done, the NG upgrade should not take longer than 2 to 4 weeks. And finally today, Greek authorities say they have recaptured 41-year-old Alkat Rijai, who made a dramatic escape from a Greek prison in February using a helicopter. It was the second time the Albanian prisoner had been plucked from prison by a helo. The first escape was in 2006. Reuters reports that Greek authorities surprised Rijai while he was sleeping in a hideout northeast of Athens. He was reportedly heavily armed, but wasn't quick enough to resist. Three alleged accomplices were also captured in the raid. Rijai and another prisoner escaped from prison when the helicopter dropped a rope ladder to the two men on prison grounds, then carried them over the wall while guards watched. The helicopter pilot said he'd been hijacked and forced to help in the escape. Rijai's fellow escapee remains at large. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, I'll talk with Adrian Norris of Farnborough Aircraft about the Kestrel, a new six-seat turboprop we saw on static display at AOPA Summit in Tampa. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iTunes, Odeo, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.